because now we're talking about the wellness and fitness trends that you must watch out for come 2023. And Liesl van der Westhuizen has all of that. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. It's one of my favorite topics of the year is when we discuss the trends and predictions, and I make some predictions, and then we look at predictions from last year and what came through and what didn't. And any predictions from your side that you think we'll see in 2023?
I do know that intermittent fasting is no longer as popular, and that's being replaced by another diet that I don't know, but I don't pay it. I mean, we never encourage diets on the show whatsoever.
So I can't give you the answer on that one.
No, not at all. I imagine there'll be some new sporting game that will take over the craze, like paddle, I think, whatever it is. What's that called?
Paddle.
Is it paddle?
Paddle.
Paddle.
Depending how you pronounce it.
this past year. So there will be a new phase of that, if you like. And I'm hoping, if nothing else, I'm hoping everyone accepts that their body is their body, and that your body is going to behave differently to my body, and that there isn't this uniform look that involves six packs and size 2 waist or whatever the case may be that we must all, you know, aspire to be.
So definitely the rise in the paddle. We're going to see more in South Africa. Paddle's definitely going to grow in South Africa. And exactly what you've just said, your body's your own body, your size, your shape, everything accepted. That's going to become more accepted. We're going to see something called early dining, which means eating at 5 or 6 o'clock. This is what wellness gurus are predicting, so that you've got 2 hours between digestion and sleep or going to bed, so that your food can digest properly. Hospitality industries in America already seeing a shift to an earlier dinner reservation, and dining habits have changed in the last year since wearable technologies have come into place. So we're going to see that come into trend. Movement snacks, which is something we did speak about, which are a little bit of exercises throughout the day instead of one big exercise. More and more studies are finding that breaking up your exercise regime into smaller bite-sized chunks makes it easier, and that's an ideal way to keep healthy. And then something I didn't predict, and it hadn't been on the list for the last couple of years, but low-intensity workouts. People finding they can move their bodies through long walks, mat work, Pilates, mobility exercises, stretching, a lot of workouts at home, adding that into the routine. So we're going to see more of that, the importance of that, the importance of mobility, functional fitness, stretching classes. So those are 3, but we'll talk about some of the others a little later on. And if anyone has some predictions for what they expect we'll see in 2023, do let us know on the WhatsApp line.
Pilates, though, has been around for quite some time. And I remember going to a few classes at the Sports Science Institute that was a combination of yoga and Pilates. So when you are doing a what would it be? Because there's all those wires, right? That you have to.
Oh, that's the reformer, or
you have to do. But you do. You know, you're starting at almost a downward dog thingy, and then through this machine that has resistance sort of applied to it, you then do one quick. Not quick, but slow movement.
Yes.
And you only do a maximum of 5. And you think, well, I've only done 5, I'm fine. You wake up this morning and your arms are more sore than if you did 50 push-ups, essentially.
That's exactly how I'm feeling, because I did a low-impact Pilates, or Legree class, as it's called. And it's all about slower movements, more control. Pilates is a lot about breathing, strength work, cross-body. It's also great to prevent injury, as well as mindfulness and body awareness. So,
and what it is, in terms of body awareness, is that every single muscle, you're conscious of what it's doing, and you intentionally move each muscle. Because the trainer who used to train me used to say, there's no point in focusing on one aspect of the abdomen, for example, or one aspect of the glutes, because the body is a whole functioning machine.
Exactly.
So therefore, work everything together if you can. And I haven't been back for a while because it's always too sore.
That's the thing. That's exactly how I'm feeling today. The whole weekend, because I've now been focusing a lot on Legree, which is, I call it Pilates on steroids, but it's a very similar concept. You do it on a big mega reformer bed, very slow. You count 4 to 5 breaths out with the movement, 4 to 5 in. So it's in 2 minutes, you would do six of the movements, as you said. It's great for range of motion. It's great for mobility, and knowing that your body is a whole. So we're going to see a lot of that, the trends of focusing on a full workout and not just quickly doing crunches just to work on your lower abs. You're going to focus on a lot more fuller body. The other thing we're going to see is the rise of boutique fitness studios. So the smaller classes, and a lot of the bigger gym studios, the bigger names are bringing in smaller classes with just six people, four people, which is a more personalized approach, better offer for unique classes in a controlled setting. So when you're in that Pilates class, the instructor can come and correct you when your form is wrong, because form is a very big thing, and we'll see a lot of focus being put on form next year as well. Form over quantity, and making sure that your form is correct. Instead of doing 100 reps, you'll do 50, but more control and more correctly.
I like the breaking up of your exercise day throughout the day, if necessary, in terms of bite-sized pieces.
The exercise
as opposed
snack.
To you have to do 60 minutes of exercising or else you have not achieved what you need to do. Because that, I mean, if one is tired after 15 minutes, rather stop.
Exactly.
Recover, come back either over lunch or maybe after work or whatever the case may be, and do another 15 minutes. Then you've put in a half an hour of exercising for that day.
And a lot of people have the excuse, we don't have time. And then when you say break it down to 10 minutes, oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can manage 10 minutes without feeling exhausted, or that dread. Come 1st of January, 2nd of January, people go, oh, I've got to spend an hour in the gym. What am I going to do? Now you just have to go for 10 minutes before work, and
that's
it makes it a little bit easier. Mental health is also going to be a big thing that we're going to focus on as well, with self-care routines, yoga, a lot of at-home treatments. And then virtual reality workouts is a big thing that we'll see. The digital detox is going to make a comeback, where they say don't use your phone in the mornings, don't use your phone when we wake up. We have discussed this as well. And something that hasn't lost the list of the top 10 things that we'll see in 2023, and it's been on our list for the last 4 years, wearable technology. It's going to be more advanced, and you'll see a lot more smartwatches and fitness trackers changing. The next generation of these wearables will be coming out, be even more advanced, with blood sugar monitors, with proper sleep monitors, so you can really get valuable insight into your health and fitness.
Looking forward to it, Liesel van der Westhuizen. If you do know of any other trends that you are anticipating or reading about or excited to hear about, want Liesel to go and investigate them for you, do email her, liesel.v@capetalk.co.za, liesel.v@702.co.za.